Empower Radio presents The Farkas Files, an exploration of energy, metaphysics, and the paranormal with David Franklin Farkas. The Farkas Files. The truth is in here, somewhere. Here's your host, David Franklin Farkas.
Good evening. It's another Thursday evening, and we get to have some fun talking to another amazing person. Tonight's guest is Jennifer Judd, who does some fascinating work, but is also fairly new to this whole strange path of healing. And as you know, I love hearing the story of how people have been drawn into this work. So we're going to have an interesting time listening to what's been going on for her. But first, tonight's metaphysical musing. Tonight is... well, first of all, in Judaism, there's a ritual called Yahrzeit, which is the anniversary of the death of a close loved one. And you light a candle and say a prayer, and the candle is a special candle that's designed to burn for 24 hours with the idea that every time you see it, you'll be reminded again and, you know, have your process about the person who died. And anytime you're dealing with the death of a loved one, and I'm talking about it because tonight's my mother's Yahrzeit. And my mother died 36 years ago, I think it is. So this is not fresh and new. This is not something you would think I'm processing. But as with any other relationship with a close relative, there are always the wonderful things and the not so wonderful things. And one of the things in my family, which is true in so many families, and I see it in all the healing work that I do, is that there was a lineage of abuse. There was multi-generational abuse in the family. And I didn't come away from the family without having some experience of that. And you can deal with that kind of stuff all kinds of different ways. But the truth of it is that you wouldn't be who you are if you didn't go through that experience and process it and learn from it and grow from it. So even if the feelings are mixed feelings, even if in among the loving feelings and the wonderful memories and all the rest of it are the memories of things that, as the saying goes, shouldn't have ever happened to anybody, that stuff also needs your love and forgiveness. That stuff also needs to be a part of what you love in this situation because it's part of who you are. It's part of how you got to where you are. It's part of how you became the loving person that you became. And one of the things that's fascinating about a lineage of abuse is that any person in that lineage has the possibility of stopping it for all time. When one person says, no, that's never happening in my family, that's never happening to my children, that's not me, and I'm not going to do it, it ends. It ends for the entire future. You've changed everything. And in some basic way, you've also healed all the ancestors that were a part of that, that experienced that. It all is forgiven and loved and fixed. So as I celebrate my mother and remember her on this night of the anniversary of her death, I want to suggest to everybody that as you look at the things that you wish hadn't happened, it's an opportunity for healing. And I hope you get to do that. So that's tonight's metaphysical, I can say that word, metaphysical musing. And we will get to have some fun with our guest, Jennifer Judd. You with us, Jennifer?
Hello, yes, hi.
Hi. You do a really interesting combination of modalities as a healer. So why don't you let people have some idea of the kind of work you're doing, but I really want to talk about the changes that have happened for you in the last few years. So what are you up to these days?
Well, maybe I should kind of back up and start with where I began when it comes to healing work.
Sure.
I pretty much showed up at one of the expos in the area for health expos, and actually a holistic practitioner kind of brought me with her because I'd never been before, and she had been helping me to get well and was trying to be supportive about getting me well and also getting me prosperous. So I showed up there, and I had always been really interested in psychic stuff, but I hadn't really done a whole lot with it except for receive maybe a couple of readings and maybe a Reiki session or something. But I showed up there, and there was all these energy workers there, all these energy healers and psychics, and I was just so fascinated that there were so many of them in just this one spot. So I just kind of, really took it all in, and I really connected with one person. He's from Cape Cod. His name is Leroy Malouf. And he teaches basically the Yuen Method course, Yuen Method certifications, and, well, not the certification course, but all the classes leading up to that. And really resonated with him. So I just, showed up at his demo one day, and it was, the following day, I think, he had the demo. So I came back the second day just because I was so excited about, what was going on there, and I just wanted to experience more without even the holistic practitioner that I had been with. So I went back on my own and went to this demo, and I was just so absolutely intrigued with what this guy was doing, because he was getting in front of a group of people and picking people out in the crowd and say, okay, well, what's going on with you? And they're like, oh, well, I have this neck pain, or I have this back pain, or I have these allergies, and I can feel them right now. And he was working on them in front of the group for, 10 minutes, and then they were better. And it was just so intriguing to me. So it stayed with me. I did a session with him that day, and one of the things that I'll never forget about it was when I left the expo that day, I know there were certain things that he said to me that he was clearing from my mind. And when I was driving home, I was trying to think about these things again, right? I tried to, but I couldn't. And it made me laugh. I was like, oh my gosh, this is kind of crazy. And I know he didn't brainwash me, Mm-hmm. I was so it stuck with me, but I didn't really do much of anything about it for another few months. And then when things got challenging again, I called him up and I started doing sessions over the phone with him. And that was pretty fascinating to me. I thought I would think it would be better in person. He's like, no, we just do a session over the phone.
Yep.
But it started that way. And shortly thereafter, maybe a couple months after I started doing the sessions over the phone, he talked me into doing his class. And so that's where I started. I started with Yuen Method, and he incorporates some other things like Ho'oponopono, which, if people don't know about it, is a Hawaiian-based forgiveness exercise.
We talk about it periodically on the show, so a lot of the listeners are familiar with it, but good. You can tell your experience of it as we go along.
Sure. Yeah. It's been tremendous for me. I just kind of use it whenever I'm drawn to it. And sometimes I forget about it. And when I bring it back in again and start using it with something that's going on with me, sometimes it's very, very emotional and very, very, very huge releases going on with that.
Mm-hmm.
But he also does a lot with, and this is part of Yuen Method, but the Roy does a big focus on bringing thoughts to neutral, basically taking the best case scenario and the worst case scenario of something that's bothering you. What bothers you about this? Okay, so what's the worst case scenario about what could happen with that, and the best case scenario, and then bringing mm-hmm. both of those to strong or to neutral, whatever words you want to use, and bringing you to a more empty again and centered place, and you don't have any negative energy holding on to a positive expectation or a negative one.
Mm-hmm.
So that's been pretty tremendous for me too, and I actually use that a real lot in the beginning. I still do sometimes. I remember driving in the car a lot doing that. But I think a lot of the bigger kind of like integration of a lot of what I was learning happened when I met a guy actually the following year at the same booth, at the same expo. And his name is Lee Russell. He's from the area, too. He's from East Hampton right now. And I met him at Leroy's booth the following year. I was just waiting for Leroy to ask him a question. You know, he was doing a session for somebody, and I was just waiting to ask him something. And Lee walked up to me and started talking to me, and I found out he lived right near where I lived because we were out in Sturbridge. And I was like, yeah, I live like a couple towns away from you. Yeah, we can do a trade, sure. So, but from that moment on, basically, and once we started to do energy work exchanges, he and I were like inseparable. And the amazing part about this guy for me was that he's been doing psychic work for 25 years, and he could see several facets of what was going on with people's energy very easily, very, very good with the vision part of things, auras and seeing guides and all sorts of levels too. And he's very much studied in all sorts of different body work and energy work modalities. He's just loves to read, and he's always gathering information, and just so when I met him, I just basically went into this whole constant mode of healing. And, you know, I had gotten into this just because I wanted to feel better. And it was physical for me, actually, in the beginning. That's why that holistic practitioner even brought me there in the beginning. Because I wasn't well physically. But that repeated a couple times even since then. We could get into that. But yeah, it was so interesting to just be in that environment, and you know, so that was like a year and a half ago, I guess, that I met him, and so a lot has happened since then. Mm-hmm. And I don't really know where to start, so I'll let you ask me another question.
Well, it's always exciting to hear somebody talk about how it all unfolded. You know, for me, it was decades ago, and one of the things I'm going to do soon is have my teacher on the show, which would be a hysterical show. But one of the things you started talking about is the UN method, and I just wanted folks to have an opportunity to hear more about it. That's spelled Y-U-E-N?
Yes, yes.
And is that someone's name?
Yes. That's the last name, Dr. Cam Yuen. Dr. Cam Yuen is a 35th generation Shaolin master from Hong Kong, China, and he lives in California now. He moved there in about the 70s, I would say, to go to college. And people might know him because he's really internationally known for Kung Fu mastery. And he actually, I guess, you know, his claim to fame would be back in the 70s, that show, Kung Fu. He was, like, the choreographer for that show.
Ah.
And he also was on a couple of episodes. And one of the things that is funny, too, because I have to mention this, because my teacher, Leroy Malouf, always says that when I ever saw him on that show, you know, I looked at that guy and I said, geez, what an ugly-looking dude. That's how he remembered him. But you know, Dr. Yuen is great, and I've never met him in person yet. It's kind of wild that I've been using this method really constantly, and it's been super helpful for me. But the interesting thing about it is it's really evolved even since I've been learning it, and I've only been using this method for a couple of years. So they're constantly finding new ways to do things faster. And to move energy faster, And it's kind of going with the times, you know? So.
And that's happening with lots of work. Not only are things, the methods changing because the needs are changing, but things are happening on the planet that have never happened before. So you wind up looking at things and going, what is this? And I've never seen this. How did this happen? And now that I know it exists, what do I do about it? So it's a very interesting time to be doing energy work.
Yeah. A lot of what we're doing now with Yuan Method is based off of polygons. And I actually take it to another level with it in my mind. And I kind of take those polygons sometimes and allow them to, when I find weaknesses in these polygons, and on the polygons what they have is just different points on these polygons are different series of words and ideas, like illnesses and traumas and things of that nature. I don't want to get into it too much and divulge too much. But.
So this is a chart that you work with to help it's, you?
There is a protocol that I use. Basically what I do is I take that and I kind of like allow it to form sacred geometries in whatever way it wants to form, you know, and then allow the energy to move.
And I know that you were saying that your teacher does this remotely while you're on the phone. Is the method basically a method that can be used remotely, or is it a laying on hands kind of procedure? You know, tell us a little bit about what the experience is like for someone that comes to you.
Sure. I have done almost all of my sessions over the phone. I can do them in person. I've even done a lot of sessions without even having the people on the phone.
Right.
I for instance, have a cancer client who... when she got on the phone with me, she was so sick, and I think it was because we were talking, we were bringing up the deep issue, and so that just made her really, you know, feel it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
So I had to get off the phone with her, and I said, look, if you'd like me to, I'll work on you right now, you know, while this is going on, and then I'll call you back when we're done. And when I called her back, she said she was feeling better, but the following day she wrote to me, and she said, I feel like a different person. I can't believe this. So.
And for a lot of people, that's a big stretch, realizing that somebody can have an effect at a distance and not even have to be talking to you.
Right.
But I work remotely all the time, and I never talk to anybody.
Yeah. Realizing that I prefer not to now, and of course, when we go down this road, too, I mean, what I'm doing now is there aren't words for it. And I don't really need to talk about it.
Right. So. And it's hard to explain any of this stuff. You know, people say, well, what do you do? It's very hard to put together words after you've been doing it for a long time.
Yeah. Well, the basic idea, I could tell you the basic idea behind Yuan Method. Basically what he says is we don't have health issues, we have life issues. And so if we can clear the life issues away, the health issues tend to disappear.
Right.
And of course, life issues, you know. And so how are we doing that, whether it's a life issue or a health issue? We're getting to the reason why you're holding on to that energy. We're getting to the truth of it.
Mm-hmm.
We're finding truths. And some will say it's that old saying, you know, the truth shall set you free.
Right.
You know.
Although there's an often quoted version of that Gloria Steinem said, which is the truth will set you free, but first it'll piss you off. which in a real basic way is the truth of it. You know, the reason that you're not dealing with whatever that truth is you don't want to get the part of it that's emotional.
Yeah.
And, you know, so she was thinking more politically, I think, but it's just as true when you're working with someone, you know, like, oh, it's that and it's this and it's no, I don't want it to be. And
right.
You know, all of the stuff that's stuck in it has to come up before that truth will set you free.
Well, I'll tell you, David, I found some big demons in me that I didn't know I had along the way.
Yeah. And, you know, you were mentioning trying to go back to something that had been cleared. And there's a releasing method where they have a disclaimer on their materials that say, if you are trying to release trauma and you are expected to be in a court of law to testify, don't do this till after you testify. Because you won't remember enough of it clearly enough to do it. Yeah. And it can be that, you know, it's that powerful. And, you know, as I'm listening to the little bits of how you've worked with your teacher and what you do, you know, I know about three different methods that touch on similar kinds of stuck energy and use releasing techniques that are related.
Yeah.
So there are many, many kinds of releasing methods that are very effective.
Yeah. And it's you're right too, because, you know, it could just take a minute and we'll, you know, ask the client the question or ask myself the question, okay, well, what bothers you about that now? And your mind is totally blank.
Right. Which is incredibly confusing when you've been committed to that emotion for a really long time. I just want to share, a friend of mine has a teacher who he hasn't seen in quite a while from a different Chinese tradition, I think it's Taoist, whose name was Master Chen. And he has a similar story, it sounds like, to Master Yuan. You know, they came to his village when he was 6 years old because the monks knew that there was a special child and took him to the monastery for the next 10 years to learn a different tradition of martial arts and healing, but a parallel path in a different tradition. And he also taught martial arts to special forces all over the world and was a consultant on movies and, you know, was big on TV in China and that kind of stuff. So the experience of being a small child and being taken to the monastery and becoming a master, while in our world we think is from the TV show Kung Fu, that's a real tradition. You know, they know that these kids are there. They take them from their families early so that they can work with them from a very early age, and they can do amazing things by the time they're adults. So,
did you ever see that movie, The Unmistaken Child?
No. Is that the one that was the reincarnation of the Dalai Lama?
Yeah.
That's a fascinating movie.
Yeah, that was amazing.
Yeah, especially the end of it, but I don't want to ruin it for people. We have a few minutes to the break. I want to make sure people have your website and how to get in touch with you. We'll make sure there's a couple of opportunities to give that. So how can they get in touch with you?
Sure. My website is www.innerpeaceouterbalance.com.
Mm-hmm.
And my email is thekangendifference@gmail.com. And Kangen is spelled K-A-N-G-E-N.
Great. And I want to give out the call-in number so that if we have folks that want to call in after the break, they can do that. It's 248-809-3474. 248-809-3474. Give us a call. Join the conversation. So we're going to have a short break with with some hysterical public service announcements. I have a few favorites. And we will be back shortly with Jennifer Judd telling her story of this rapidly unfolding path of healing here on the Farkas Files. The truth is in here somewhere.
Play ball!
Now pitching, Dave Black.
Dave is about to catch his opponent off guard. Not with his nasty fastball, no. Instead of a fastball, Dave will be hurling a tomato.
And the pitch.
Ooh. Using tomatoes as baseballs won't go over well with anyone. But if you're looking to hit the ball further and throw better, Eating a healthy diet that includes fruits and vegetables is a home run. Packed with nutrients, they could help keep your body healthy and strong, giving you the energy you need to hit that grand slam. When you look at it this way, eating tomatoes is playing hardball against the competition. Run, throw, think, eat better. Can your food do that? Find out at smallstep.gov.
That's smallstep.gov.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
What if it wasn't always about getting ahead? What if you didn't care about being on the fast track? What if your career goals were to change? Instead of flying off to the big interview, what if you flew somewhere else altogether? To embark on a different track? To volunteer in ways you never dreamed of? In places you never imagined yourself being? Like a tiny island in the Pacific, barely visible on a map, but where needs are easy to see. Or a village on the African continent, where just a little training in HIV awareness can change the fate of thousands. What if you decided to share your skills with others and help someone else get ahead? Peace Corps. Life is calling. How far will you go? To find out more, call 800-424-8580 or visit peacecorps.gov.
This week's episode, Bobcat in the Cave.
Gosh, Johnny, playing in the cave sure is neat.
Oh, boy, a kitty cat.
Sassy, the kitty cat's yelling.
What, Sassy? It's not a kitty? It's a bobcat? Speaking of cats, you like to stress the importance of adopting cats from animal shelters? Over 5 million cats go into animal shelters every year? And with millions of healthy cats to choose from, it's a shame more people don't adopt from shelters?
This bobcat's heavy. Help, Sassy!
Why bother? We'll just get into more trouble tomorrow?
What's that supposed to mean? Oh, nuts.
Sassy is brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org. Remember, adopt.
Now back to the Farkas Files with David Franklin Farkas on Empower Radio.
And we're back with our wonderful guest, Jennifer Judd. I just want to give out the call-in number again, which is 248-809-3474. 248-809-3474. Join the conversation. So where were we, Jennifer, on your incredible journey?
Oh, I don't know. We were talking something about the Dr. C.C. Chen and Kim Yuen a little bit.
Yep. Now, you, before you were involved in all this, you're a vocalist and a voice teacher.
Oh, yeah. And yeah, I've got this other part-time job, too. That it's really interesting working there at this point, I'll tell you that. I'm in my own little like psychic bubble there at right now, and there's just a whole lot going on with me that like it just seems like on the surface that everything is really normal. I mean, even to my family, and there's just a whole lot going on that I just don't know.
Right. Well, when you're at that job and you're thinking this is the most bizarre thing I could be doing, they don't have any idea. When I was apprenticing with two shamans, I worked nights at a psych hospital.
That's kind of good.
On a locked unit. So, so it, somehow
there's
it seems
a way
to...
There's a way to work on healing yourself and them.
Right. But especially if you can see who they're talking to when they're talking to their voices.
Oh, goodness,
like,
yes.
Yeah, it's like, oh, wait a minute. No, they're not actually crazy, are they?
You know, I have a tendency to talk to myself a little more these days.
You know, it's okay to talk to yourself as long as you don't have arguments and lose.
<That's true>. Yep.
So tell me a little bit about
your work as a vocalist and also as a voice teacher, because that was what you were doing before you got into all of this.
Yeah, I went to college for voice, and you know, I chose that because I really didn't know what else to do at the time. And I really liked singing, and I always really liked singing, but I really didn't start taking lessons professionally until like 16 years old. And so I had to decide real quick that I wanted to do this for college. And, you know, I even was still kind of getting my stuff together vocally in college. And I think it was when I was still in college at like 21, I took a part-time job teaching lessons, and somebody just had recommended it to me, and I was just like, yeah, why not? I'll try it. And my major was vocal performance. Mm-hmm. And I knew I didn't want to teach in public schools. I just wasn't interested in dealing with a group of kids being all crazy. I witnessed it, and I was just like, nah, I don't think that's for me. So I tried it out, and eventually I think when I decided to start taking on piano students as well, and I wasn't any great piano player, but I definitely could teach beginners. And once I started doing that, my schedule really grew, and I really did like it. And I was learning a lot from the students and learning a lot about teaching. And you know, there probably was a big element. And I mean, I guess I could look back and say now, yeah, I could really get into their minds, and I didn't realize how well I could read people.
Yeah, it's interesting how before you're conscious of being a healer or having abilities, you're already working on them. We have a guest on the line.
Oh.
And it's actually a guest that we both know.
Oh, okay.
Hiya, are you there?
I'm here, but I don't want to interrupt her. She's in a...
But you know,
I was going to ask her about the shift after she broke her arm, what she felt about and how she made the shift before she got into all this.
Hiya, do you have a radio or TV on in the background?
Yeah, hold on. I'm listening to you. Hi, Paul.
Hiya, are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. Yeah, so she was saying that she's interested
Jennifer?
In me talking about my experiences after I broke my elbow, because I didn't even get into that.
Yeah, I was always curious what went through you and how you went through this process.
Oh, my gosh. It was...
And that was your shift of destiny in some way.
Oh, yeah. I would say. So, well, all right, well, let me just backtrack, and I'll just talk a little bit about the singing.
Well, and we might as well introduce Haya.
I can listen.
Let's
This is Haya Gutierrez, who has been interviewed on the show, is a good friend of mine, and is an amazing healing practitioner, and someone who also lives in the area and knows Jennifer, so.
Yes, she's helped me out a real lot, too.
Yep.
In my healing, and that's why I'm so excited to share what I'm doing now with her. I just loved the teaching, and I just kept doing it, and I ended up got my own studio and had, you know, at times 35 students that I was teaching, I've been doing it ever since, and I do love it. Unfortunately, at times now, it's like I'm doing it because I have to, because you know, financially, it's just things haven't quite worked out for me. But you know, so sometimes I'm like, oh, I really need a vacation from this. But I'm holding out, and it's still going well. I've done some singing too. You know, like been through a couple bands and sang a little bit with for a couple of years with Springfield Symphony Chorus and. Scola Nova, which is the small group that sings all spiritual music. And I was in a band, a Jimmy Buffett tribute band. And that's where I broke my elbow. I was actually with the band on tour. We were going down to Six Flags, New Jersey. And we were doing a show there. And Six Flags hadn't brought us any water, and we had already done two sets.
Oh, dear.
So I was like, I need my water. So, and I know you guys can appreciate this. I'm going to my car because I had brought with me, down to this trip, I brought with me my ionized water.
Right.
So I go back to the car to get the water. And, of course, it's really warm water at this point in the middle of July. And I'm coming back, and I had to, in order to get from the van to where we were, I had to get onto pavement by stepping over this, like, rope. You know, it was, like, roped off mm-hmm. area.
Yep.
Well, I certainly didn't clear it with my right foot. And
oh,
I was wearing platform heels, and, I mean, that's not the reason why it happened, but it had something to do with it. And I was on the ground before I knew what happened. And I was like, ow, that hurt. And I got up and I went backstage and I was like, this is not going away. My arm really hurts. So I couldn't do the last set with them. And sure enough, one of the members of the band brought me to the hospital afterwards, and I had broken my elbow in three places.
Oh, dear.
And, you know, what I had been doing up to that point was I was doing this band, I was teaching music lessons, I was working part-time at a grocery store, and I had no days off. And I had been saying in my head over and over again, I need a break, something
happened. You got to really be careful with that stuff.
Yeah, well, you know, you learn. Something has to give. I can't keep doing this, da-da-da-da-da, all this, you know. And I was kind of reluctant to go on this trip that weekend because although I knew I was going to go have some fun with this band, it was just more work, and I was just tired. So, yes, I would have to say to you and to Haya and everybody, I mean, I definitely attracted it, but I was really, really hard on myself because I knew it. I knew it, and I was just like really, really, I wasn't very accepting of it. I was really upset.
Well, you know, it's, you got to laugh when the stuff is that obvious. I once, you know, kind of screamed at the sky, just give me a sign. And the next day I got a sign painting job. It was like, oh, you got to be kidding me. Why you ask for a sign?
That's pretty funny.
You know, I for a long time I was very vehemently saying, all I want to do is energy work. And that led to a long career with Mass Save doing energy work, doing energy conservation work. I'm like, oh, you have to be really, really, really specific because the universe is a punchster.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. So. I mean, that was definitely, I mean, I was on obviously a little bit more focused path to healing after that happened. And I met mm-hmm. Lee Russell like 2 months after I broke my elbow. So that was definitely...
So breaking your elbow, you know, ironically enough, was a turning point.
It was. I mean, I did a lot of healing on myself. I got some help from some people just to kind of get me a little bit more centered around, you know, this happened for a reason. And
mm-hmm.
so, yeah, I mean, it's still not, the thing about this though, is that it's still not healed right.
Mm.
So there's still kind of a mystery to what's going on there. And, you know, people have some ideas about it. I mean, I can tell you a story that's really interesting about something that happened with this hand recently.
Okay.
Last summer, I went to see the guru, Amma. And mm-hmm. she was going to be in Boston, you know, outside of Boston, and at the Holiday Inn, I think, or something like that. And I was going there with Lee. And I am driving there and pulling into the driveway for the hotel, my left hand and arm, my forearm, just started buzzing. And I said, Lee, oh my God, what the heck's going on with my hand? Look at it. Look at, you know, because he's using his Aura Vision and he's looking at it. And he's like, wow, that hand is like bright green and it looks way different than your other hand. And I'm like, yeah, this is wild. So I parked the car, and I said, well, what am I supposed to do with this? I feel like I'm supposed to do something with this. And he's like, put it to your heart. So I did that, put my hand in my heart, my left hand, and I just started crying. I just felt all this, like, unconditional love pouring into me. And I was like, oh, my goodness, this is amazing. What is this? And, you know, Lee's impression of it was, and it felt right, was that there was all this guru, you know, all these strong energy there with Amma as well as Amma, and I wasn't even inside yet, but that all of that was manifesting in this hand, in this arm, and letting me know that this is family. But I even tried putting my hand on his heart, and it really didn't feel the same. You know, he's like, yeah, I can feel this. This is pretty amazing, but it's for you.
Right.
You know, this isn't meant for me. So for a little while, I was kind of fooling around with that hand, trying to do more healing with it, you know. It kind of was working, you know. It was like, it would just kind of automatically do some things, it seemed. But well, there's something, you know, to it. I don't really know what's going on, but.
You know, but the path that you're describing is exactly what happens for lots and lots of people. You know, you don't really have any sense that you're being drawn into this, although there's been preparation you weren't aware of. You already could read people. You already were developing your sensitivity. And, you know, you got drawn into it and you learned a few things, and then you needed healing. You know, something happened to you. Frequently, people, the turning point in their healing path is that they get hurt or they have a disease, and that's how they meet their teacher. And that was part of my path. And, you know, here you are with your elbow being your teacher, in effect. You know, your elbow is drawing you into situations and meeting people that you wouldn't have been looking for otherwise.
Yeah, and you know what? And that wasn't the only thing. I mean, the reason why I've been more connected with Haya lately is because I wasn't feeling well again, or I just was kind of like gaining weight. I didn't really know what was going on. And she's like, I went to see her and I said, I feel like you can help me, because I had called her to invite her on a teleconference I was doing, you know, energy work, and I thought she would enjoy it. And I said, you know, I feel like I need to see you. And so I told her what was going on, and she's like, I think you have celiac disease, so stop eating gluten and see what happens. 3 days later, my hair starts falling out.
Mm.
3 days later, I'm barely able to move around. So after stopping gluten. So I went through, that's what I've been going through for the last, like, 9 months, is trying to heal from that. And let me tell you, I have learned a whole lot about that as far as, well, not only the energetic side of it, but also the physical side of what you can do and what is really great for you to do in order to heal yourself on the physical level.
Right.
So I've completely changed from that. I've completely changed my diet, and some of it beyond what I would need to do for celiac disease, you know, just because it feels better. And really, really into supplements. And, you know, I'm the kind of person now who I walk into the supplement store and, okay, I'll just ask my guidance, okay, what do I need to buy today? What section is it in the store?
Right.
And then I'll just feel around for what it is that I need. And it feels so much fun to be able to do that. But it also, it's really helping. And some of these supplements that I'm taking are really making a big difference for me. So
Have you had bottles fall off the shelf in front of you?
No, not yet.
Happens
I think
with bottles
talked about
and books
doing
and
that.
Books, yeah, books fly off shelves. land on your toe and go, you need me now.
You know, so I think part of... Oh, go ahead.
No, just, you know, for people who are not living this way, who are not living from these seeming coincidences, but... they're not coincidences. You're being drawn into situations and then you're being guided. All of this stuff sounds pretty wacko, but for anybody who's on the path, you know, it's an obvious question to me to ask whether a book has jumped off a shelf.
Yep. Yeah, so. I'm sure we all have, well, all three of us have lots of wild stories. But what I was going to say, I think a lot of the openings that have happened for me have not only been because of the energy work that I've been doing, but also because of the changes that I made in my physical body.
Right.
So, and that's kind of...
And the energy work and the healing and the changes in your energy have been part of what pushed you in the direction of having to change your physicality and your nutrition to support this new energy that you're carrying.
I agree, so, because I will tell you, I was not neutral to eating the kind of diet that I'm eating right now a couple years ago. I was not. I wanted to eat whatever the heck I wanted to eat. You know, I just had a lot of resistance and to feeling like I had limitations, and I did have a lot of problems with food even then. Didn't know really how to pinpoint what was going on even, but we should involve Haya in what's
except
going on
Haya,
now.
Yeah, except that Haya dropped off the phone line and is probably listening at the moment.
Oh, okay. So. Yeah, so, I mean, you know, part of the reason why I really wanted her on the call was because she's been experiencing what's been going on with me more recently. And, you know, one of the things that started happening in the late fall is just talking at first to just the spirit realm, those who have passed on, and then it started to be more guides and then angels, and now I'm just working with what I feel like are some really high guides, not only helping me, but also wanting to heal through me. And it feels so much a part of me now. That and you know, I've always really been excited about wanting to help people, that I just want to share it in any way that I can. And what we're doing now, and Haya's been helping me out a little bit, is trying to get some group sessions together where it's free. I'm just trying to show people what's going on and get more feedback about it as well. But I do think it's very powerful, and
yeah. Hi, you mentioned something to me that you're doing that soon, and you're doing that at her office. Why don't you tell people what's going on?
Sure. So on Sunday, April 29th, starting at 2 p.m., we're meeting at Dr. Bruce Godarez's office, and that's in Hadley, Massachusetts, on 8 River Drive. From 2 to 3, we're doing a group session, and basically all we're doing is people are gathering together and just bringing in their minds their own healing intentions for themselves, and I'm going to just, maybe we'll use some crystal bowls or some music of some sort, just sit for about maybe 20 minutes or so, and I'm just going to do this channeled healing that I've been doing for the group, and then I really would like people to share, you know, what's going on for them, because I think it would be really great for them to talk to each other about what they're experiencing, because it should probably be different for everybody, but also I'm curious myself. I'd like to know that what I'm doing is of value,
right.
And I want to do this as much as I can. So if people are interested in going, they definitely should email me. Again, the email is thekangendifference@gmail.com, spelled K-A-N-G-E-N, Kangen. And
give the website again?
Yeah, I can give the website again, too. The website is innerpeaceouterbalance.com. You can go to that and email me through that as well. But yeah, I mean, the whole idea is to just really be able to do these as many as possible. And, you know, if anything, I'll just be taking donations so that I can travel around and keep doing this and dedicate more time to doing this. And I will probably be offering private sessions afterwards, or depending on what time of day it is beforehand, if people are interested in that as well.
Mm-hmm.
And those would only last maybe about a half of an hour. It's been pretty tremendous, and my guides are claiming really amazing things are going to happen with this. And I'm just, I'd like to see. I'd like to see something great happen for my life, really, too, but for other people. You know, I need change. I think everybody could use a change, and you know, this 2012 shift going on right now. And
yep.
I think that's a lot of why I think people like this are like me, I think, are showing up. I mean, I don't know too many are kind of popping up around in the world. And I don't really know what else to say about it.
There are lots and lots of people that, in effect, are being activated. You know, it's time now. And all of a sudden you find your teacher, you find the way, or what you've been doing gets more powerful, or, you know, there's a dramatic shift going on for most people that are doing healing work.
Yeah, and what I'm doing now has nothing to do, well, very little to do with what I've learned. You know,
right.
I'm not using this UN method really anymore when I do this work. I use it on myself sometimes, and once in a while, you know, when I notice something for somebody, I can kind of use it. But I don't feel like I need to use my intention so much anymore. It
right.
feels like what I'm doing now is just witnessing. I'm just
right.
witnessing.
It just comes through.
Yeah.
Well, thank you so much for being on the show.
You
know, this it's been wonderful kind of being a witness to your path of healing and your path to becoming a healer.
It's exciting to share my story, I'll tell you, because there are very few who know it.
Well, good. So now you'll have a recording of it.
Yes.
So we've been with Jennifer Judd, who does some amazing healing work. You can go to her website and get more information. If you're interested in my work, you can go to househealing.com, and cleverly hiding on the contact tab is every conceivable way of getting in touch with me, including my online schedule, so you can schedule a telephone appointment with me. You can spend some time on the phone getting a quick reading, and we'll see whether my work is right for you. I'm very excited about next week's guest, because I've known about this guy for over 20 years. I actually met him once, and he's from Brooklyn, for crying out loud. His stage name that everybody knows is Swami Beyondananda. His earthly name is Steve Behrman, and he is one of the funniest men on this planet. More puns per minute than anybody else I know. But he uses the humor to teach the basic spiritual principles of all the great traditions. He is an amazing, amazing guy. So please tune in next week. We will have a ball. You'll learn a lot. And we will get to be with one of the great masters on the planet at the moment. Steve's amazing. So next week, Swami Beyondananda, right here on the Farkas Files. The truth is in here somewhere on Empower Radio. We'll see you next week. Thanks so much for being with us.